Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. A couple people liked it when I said this. This shit just got real, so.
To start every show?
Maybe. I don't know. This is the theme to the off-the-air show. One of the themes. Listener submitted by Vinny Testosterone. It's Kitty Cat on a keyboard. We're all in agreement that we like this music, right?
Oh yeah, it's fun.
I do. I like the guy's picture.
Vinny Testosterone's picture?
I do.
I didn't see his picture.
Seemed like kind of a badass.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he has a motorcycle, maybe.
That's Jess, our co-host. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
That's Jason, our producer.
Hi, Chick. What was the deal right before we went on?
I just felt something. I don't know. I felt kind of a presence. It was a little troubling.
Yeah, you looked like
yeah.
Yeah, like somebody had just
like you're expecting someone to walk in.
Yeah.
Maybe, or
there's something
like
unexpected.
Seen a ghost or something.
Something turned out though.
And it looked like your poop face.
I might. I think I might have to poop. I don't know. So I don't know how long.
Is that the Bob Zaney smile?
That might be the
person he did. No, yeah, Bob Zaney has a smile. It looks like he's pooping, but Chick just gets real confused.
That's true. When Bob Zaney was just a little Bob Zaney, they told him, "Come on, come on, Bobby, smile for the camera." And he kind of didn't want to, and he smiled and looked like
just showed his teeth. Yeah,
looked like he was having to poop.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We appreciate it. Please, everyone tell 100 friends, and then more people will download it.
Right.
And then send a dollar.
Okay.
No?
I'm on board with that.
Okay.
Whatever you'd like.
There's an iCarly episode where they ask for money and they get in trouble.
I like iCarly.
They get in trouble for asking?
Well, you can't solicit money from people under 18, and everybody that watched iCarly was under 18.
So they got in trouble for the episode or in the episode?
In the episode.
In the episode.
Oh. Was there a lawyer hanging out or something?
No, they had them send it to their school and they got in trouble by their principal.
Did he put his hands on his hips and he'd get really, what are you doing over there?
She's knitting.
What is she doing?
I'm knitting.
What are you, whoa, you need to hold that up.
Hold it up.
Well, you tell him what you're doing.
It's the bottom end of it's going to be a shawl. It's a shawl.
Isn't that a nice blue?
It looks like the back end of a really big bikini.
That's what somebody else said. Johnson, last night, Uncle John said, he goes, is that a Speedo for a really big guy? I was like, yes, it's a wool Speedo. That's exactly what it is.
It looks pretty thick.
It is. It's very thick.
Have you done those before?
No, this is my very first one.
Really?
Yeah. Now, do you have to go online to figure out how to make it's going to be a shawl, right?
It's going to be a shawl, so I had to learn how to start from the tip and increase the rows and all that stuff.
There's, just the tip.
We all played that game.
Did you figure it out
on YouTube.
You know how, can I give you a little background?
How long is this going to take?
We got this little podcast here.
Okay.
You know how I learned how to do it?
How'd you
YouTube?
I went on YouTube.
YouTube.
And
it's
found
for
out.
Everything.
Yeah, you can figure out anything.
Well, mm-hmm. You're very good at whatever it is you're doing.
It's a lot of clicking. Our whole lives are nothing but touching and clicking things.
A lot of pointing.
You just
got
to know what to click and touch, right?
And in what order.
And in what order. Mm-hmm. You got to find it, and then you got to click it or touch it.
Are we still talking about, what are we talking about?
We're talking about,
you're not going to have to go, are you?
The offcast.
Are you going to have to poop?
The podcast. No, I think it's passed.
Okay.
I think it's passed.
But it's still there. It doesn't really pass, does it?
I think it just gets put on hold.
It doesn't disappear.
Yeah. No.
No, gosh, no. You have to avoid at some point, certainly.
Okay.
You got a turd honking for right away.
That's funny.
That's what we say when somebody farts.
Yep. You got a turd honking
for the right
for
way.
The right. So you got to.
What you think about that? What you think about that, hot dog? Here we go. Emails.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna take calls today? Is
yeah,
that what we're doing?
I, we have some calls waiting.
All right.
Oh, I hope it's not the neighbor.
Hey, Chick, Jess, Jason. Great podcast with Frank. Frank Kellyanne knows, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the podcast, Jess said she has never had a creepy fan encounter.
I haven't.
I would be honored to be her first.
Oh, that's funny.
Please send me your address, when would be a good time, when she's home alone, and I'll see what I can
do. Oh, he wants to do the home pop-in.
Your biggest fan, Mark.
Well,
knock, knock,
I don't
knock.
Think I hate anything more than the pop-in.
Oh, the pop-in is no.
I fucking hate the pop-in.
You got a call. You got
I mean,
something.
even a... would it even be acceptable? I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is that
I don't
pushing
even
it?
Know that.
Is that pushing it?
You know what? If it's somebody I want to see, yeah.
Okay.
If it's somebody I don't want to see, no.
Who's on the list?
There's
I got
very,
a list.
You don't want to see.
There's a very, very short list.
Of people who can pop in.
Oh, who can?
Who
okay.
can.
I can.
Yeah. There's okay. a very long list.
I wonder
list
if I can. I've never even been to the house.
You can come on
but
over.
I could probably pop in.
You could probably pop in.
I got
in.
Those rights.
I think you do. I think you do, actually.
You could pop in and go through the refrigerator. That'd be fine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hi, Chick. Hi, Jess. Hi, Jason. I'm hoping this email gets lost, does not get lost in a sea of lesbian responses.
Is she a lesbian?
I'm happy to be your token lesbian.
Yay.
And we're very happy to have you. I need to get to her name, though, very quickly. She's a loyal lesbian listener. Her name is Amy Felt.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
What'd she feel?
A
giny.
Another. Another. Much better than what I had. Amy says, I grew up in Indiana, and while in high school, I started listening to the Bob and Tom Show. Still in the closet, loved all the songs about boobs.
Aww.
Back then, I wanted to grow up and be just like Bob. Smoke, drink. Smoke, drink, and num, 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 num. One of my favorite songs, thanks to the other show, is Here Come the Mummies, Attack of the Wiener Man. I've loved
See, that. Doesn't, that little, doesn't. That doesn't.
There's
go
some
with
irony
it.
There, right?
It doesn't.
It's ironic.
It's ironic.
Paradox.
I've loved Off the Air since the first podcast, and no, Chick, the first one was not as bad as you think it was. Oh, yes, it was. But thank you anyway. Great hearing your genuine enjoyment of your guests and their stories. Please keep feeding Jess Dr. Pepper and Austin crackers. It somehow makes her funnier. Her burps.
My what?
Her burps are very butch.
Ooh. I've never done that. I didn't do that thing in college where you think you're a lesbian.
Oh, for like a second, never did that?
I never did that. I kind of always thought I'd be a good lesbian, but I don't know.
Well,
you always thought you would
be a good lesbian.
I
don't think guys would sit around and go, I think I'd be a good gay guy.
No, there's none of that.
But you know
but
what?
But that's what women do. We're like, we can be the best at any relationship. We'll fix it. We'll work it. We'll do it. You know, and so I think about that in every situation.
Well, and it's a little easier to be a lesbian than a gay guy, right?
Is it?
It's a little more acceptable.
I think it's very much more acceptable to be lesbian than it is to be a gay man. I think that's absolutely correct. I don't know why, but I think it is.
I think I have a type. I have a type that I would like, a girl.
Okay.
But I think like a girl crush. Like you have a guy crush. You have guy crushes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Clooney.
I have girl crushes. Jennifer Goodwin. I love her.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I like her a lot.
She was on Big Love. She's on Grimm now, I think, or some fairy tale.
Yeah, the fairy tale thing.
TV show.
I like her a lot.
Okay.
Your burps are very butch, Jess. Maybe you can attract more lesbian listeners by having more female comedians on Off the Air. I've loved all your special guests, especially Greg Hahn, Dr. Will, and Bob Zaney. But it has been a sausage fest.
It has been a sausage fest.
Jess, of course, is a regular. She does not count.
But I have an honorary wiener.
Your loyal
all right,
lesbian listener. Not sure what that meant.
That means that I'm kind of one of the guys.
You are kind of one of the guys.
Yeah.
Hello. This one says hello.
Hello.
Hello. Learned about your podcast when I saw the Bob and Tom Comedy Show in Madison, October 26th. Was that me?
Were you in Madison, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was in Madison. You That's were? Right.
Are
Green
you
Bay. Madison, Green Bay. That's right. Good times. I especially like Tim Bedore, so I hope you'll have him on sometime. And lesbians do listen to your podcast. At least this one does.
That's two.
Looking forward to the next one.
Well, and her name?
Amy.
Both lesbians are named Amy.
Different Amys, but both lesbians.
And you want to hear something weird? We were just talking about the song called Amy before we went on the air.
We're talking about Ryan Adams' song Amy. Someone else had redone it, and we heard it in the dress department of a department store.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Is it about a lesbian?
I don't
know what it's about.
Something about your beautiful garden, so maybe.
You know, there's always kind of names that you associated with gay guys sometimes.
Like?
I mean, like
Bruce.
Bruce.
I was gonna say Bruce.
See, he was going to say Bruce.
Bruce, Trevor.
But I don't Trevor?
I don't know.
Trevor?
Maybe. I don't
what
know.
What do you think of a lesbian?
I don't know.
Evidently,
I don't think Amy,
Amy
is.
Hmm.
But there's two of them right there.
You think?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I don't, yeah. It's
when I think of a lesbian, I think of Labradoodles and
Subarus.
Subarus,
yeah.
But I think that's because of Tom that I think that.
The Labradoodle thing?
No,
I think Tom's a lesbian?
No, I just think lesbians have Labradoodles. Is that bad?
I don't know. I'm with
I
you on
know.
The Subaru.
It's a concept. It's your impression.
Subarus are good cars.
No, they are.
Subarus are great cars.
They last forever.
Actually, one of our guys in the building bought one, and
You're checking it out?
No, it's been here maybe a month.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm like, oh, who's the new lesbian here? I literally thought that, but it was no. It's another guy.
That's
he's
what
a man.
You were thinking?
Yeah.
I think I dress like a lesbian a lot. I think.
Have you ever been hit on?
I don't think so. Okay. But I've never really been approached. I've never been really hit on by anybody. If I've ever been interested in somebody, I've hit on them.
I'm talking girl though.
I've never hit on a girl, but a girl's never hit on me.
Okay, that's what I didn't expect.
I've never
hit
been
on a
in
girl.
A situation. I don't have any lesbian friends
right.
that I know
but
of.
But just out in public, if you dressed like
no.
a lesbian.
I mean, I think I could pick up a lesbian. I could go to a lesbian bar and pick up a lesbian if I wanted to. No?
Probably. Yeah, I think you could.
I don't know. Do you think I would be the girl or the boy?
You would be the boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Only because I think you have, we've talked about this.
Yeah, I'm a
you
little masculine.
You were primarily raised by a single father.
Wolves.
By wolves.
By wolves.
And,
I was hatched from under a rock.
That's bound to have...
Something to do. Yeah, my emotions are very much like my father's. It's like, this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Either
right.
fucking deal with it mm-hmm. or let's move on.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it's just, yeah, it's probably...
And then 10 minutes later...
I'm crying like a little bitch. In the
corner, and then another 10 minutes later, did something happen?
To fight and move on.
Right. What's the big deal? It's over.
Right, exactly.
Do you pull that?
Exactly. I do that all the time. And I also, a lot of times I'll go, it's the truth. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but it's the truth. So since it's the truth, can't hurt your feelings. Well, that's really not true, but that's always my, it's always what I hide behind.
Well, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
Okay.
You're a dick. It's the truth.
Should we take a call?
Yeah. And... Just so you know.
Are they there?
Yeah, they're there, but we need to tell them because there's some sitting on hold.
They've got to have a question.
No ass kissing.
Yes, no.
Not that we don't appreciate that you love the podcast.
The verbal
jerk
off. We don't need that.
We've had plenty.
Wait a minute. Hold
on.
No verbal jerk off?
No verbal jerk off.
Okay.
And I don't mean phone sex. I mean, you know, like the air tug. That's the motion I'm making right now.
The air
yeah,
tug.
Yeah, you're definitely the guy. If you're doing that and doing it well.
Well, but in a relationship, who would I be, the guy or the girl?
The girl.
You'd be the girl.
Yeah.
That's okay. Maybe not. Maybe, you know what? Maybe there's a guy that's more feminine than you, and you would have to be the guy. You'd have to be
in a
guy on guy.
Right? Yeah.
No?
You mean in another guy in
guy
a homosexual relationship? Mm-hmm. I'd be the girl.
You could
maybe
you could be the guy.
I don't know about that. I
don't think so.
No, I bet there's probably some much more needy men out there. I know that's hard to believe, but no, I think he would be the guy.
What is that feeling I was thinking about earlier? Maybe that's that.
Something going wrong.
Something. Hey, let's take a call on the Off the Air podcast. Hi, welcome to. The show. Who are you?
I am Matt.
Hi, Matt. What's up, man?
Well, I was going to say great podcast, but never mind. I don't want to kiss any asses.
Okay, fair enough.
But Jess, if you'd like to explore the whole lesbian side of you, I'd highly encourage it, but we need some posts on Twitter from it.
Sure. Okay, yes.
Okay.
I'll do a live,
lesbian Jess.
Live Twitter feed lesbian night.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, I want to know, what is the typical day of a Chick McGee like? I know there's something he does between 6 and 10 Eastern, but then what happens after that?
Let's see. Well, what did I do today? I'll just tell you, my typical day's changing sometimes, so nothing's really concrete.
They're like snowflakes.
Right now, I do like a routine, but I'm kind of out of that routine right now, but I'll tell you what I did today. How's that, Matt?
Okay.
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 Let's see. I had to leave the show early today because I had a quick doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. I had a double bypass in 1995?
Six or seven.
I thought it was six.
It was the same year I got my driver's license.
Right. Six or seven. So I had a stent. I have two stents placed and a double bypass. My heart, once again, I like to cover this when I can. I never had a heart attack. I'm one of the lucky ones. My heart muscle is fine. It's just the plumbing around it. It's like having a good drain at your house in the sink. Like, you got a good kitchen drain.
Right.
But there's a clog in the pipe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we got those cleared out, double bypass, and I have two stents. The last one was placed in 07. So today I had to go to the doctor and get a checkup, and fortunately, I'm asymptomatic. That means I have no angina, no blockage. My EKG was clean, and I don't have to go back again for like a year if I don't want to.
That's good.
So that was exciting.
You have to go yearly, though?
Yeah, they like to see me every year just to check out, just to check on me. Then I went to the, I shouldn't say this. I went to a gym and I worked out. I was on the treadmill for a little while, and then I threw some iron around.
Mm-hmm. How much?
And then all of it. And then I went to a tanning booth. I have a tanning membership.
Do they starting to know you there?
They don't know I'm chick, but they, well, you know, they kind of recognize me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, yeah,
you know, oh, you're becoming a regular. Yeah, you're becoming a regular. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have the signature old lady that looks like a piece of leather that's been tanning there since?
I haven't seen her yet. Luckily, when I go, it's kind of off the normal
schedule.
rush times for everybody else, so mm-hmm. I don't really see that many people. And then I
showered.
Showered.
Washed your balls.
I had to call. Yes, I washed my balls.
Is it more of a scrub?
No.
Did Jess help you?
No, not
this time. But
gently exfoliate.
As I like to say, I have the testicles of a 24-year-old man.
Nice.
I'm blessed with non-hanging, non-saggy. Anyway,
boxer briefs will do that for you. They'll keep them up high.
Yeah. And then I made my way back to the station. I tried to where we're recording. I tried to get a hold of Jessica to ask her about a podcast that we might be doing tomorrow, but I could not talk to her. But I got a text back, so I didn't want to.
Are you really telling this?
I didn't want to text her. I didn't want to give her all this information in a text. So I said it was a question about a watch. Don't worry about it. See you later. So
that's the story you're telling.
Yeah. Why is that? He asked me what I did today. And then shouldn't I have said that?
And then I came to the station and then we went to McDonald's and got frappes and cheeseburgers. And then we're here.
And here we are.
And took a nap in the car.
We fell asleep in the car.
We took a 20-minute nap in the car.
And then later on after the podcast, I'm probably going to continue my nap. And then I'm meeting Greg Warren. And the comedian they call Bodart for dinner, and then Warren's going to do some stand-up for us later on this evening. So that's
like at
the
Cheesecake Factory.
We are going to Cheesecake. Probably.
I know, but I'm just saying, is he going to do the? He might do a stand-up there.
Is he here locally?
Yeah, he's at Broadroom.
Broadroom.
Okay. Now,
yesterday you guys had lunch, right?
Yes.
And then you came here afterwards, right?
Did we?
You did.
Oh,
you
yesterday.
Recorded stuff yesterday.
Oh, well, yesterday was a little different. I didn't. Tan yesterday. What did I do? Oh, yeah. We went to a mall and
had lunch.
Hung out and had lunch.
I had a Long Island iced tea.
We had guacamole.
Chick had three Belvederes.
I had three vodkas
straight.
I can stop whenever I want to.
And tonic.
And okay. Then I came back.
Or soda water.
And then you did.
We had a dip Mr. Obvious to do that I wasn't pleased with, but I'm glad everybody else enjoyed it.
It was fun. You were a little, but I mean,
yeah. And then,
could you tell? No, because he texted me from when they were recording Mr. O, and he goes, "I think I'm hungover."
Yeah, I was a little hungover. Maybe that's why the Mr. Obvious wasn't as funny as I thought it was. A little hungover. And then I went and voted, and then I went to.
That's it.
I went home. Watched election coverage.
Right,
and here I am. So that's pretty much it, Matt. Kind of a normal day.
So it sounds like you only work like 4 hours a day then.
No. Yeah, about 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Worked
4:20.
4:20.
4:20. Well,
Mr.
Obvious.
You get in early.
But then Mr. Obvious work and then this.
And then the podcast. And I do some stuff. What do
Matt,
you do,
what
Matt?
Do you do?
Yeah. What the hell? What do you do for a living, Matt?
I write software.
Oh, gosh.
Matt, have you called before?
No, I wrote an email once.
Oh, okay. What was your email about?
Telling you guys it was a great podcast.
All right.
Very funny. Are you on Twitter? What's your name on Twitter? And if Matt, you don't want to share it, you don't have to.
It's Matt_Gumbel.
Do you have a picture of you next to a monkey?
No, I don't have a picture up.
Did you say Gumbel?
Well, you got an egg up? Okay. It's an egg?
Yes, it's an egg.
Oh, lame. Come on. Lame.
Software guy, and he can't figure out a little avatar.
Come on.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate the call, Matt. We have some other guys waiting.
Thanks, Matt.
Right.
Appreciate it. There you go. How about that?
That's my typical day.
He sounded familiar.
He did have a familiar, familiar sound to him.
He's probably out in the parking lot right now.
All right.
Not Matt, was it?
No.
No.
Which Matt? We know a lot of Matts if you think about it.
Oh, that's true. Let's take another call.
All right. Let's see.
Hi. Hello. Who's this? Welcome to the Off the Air podcast.
What just happened? Oh, hi. Yeah. This is Neighbor Dave. How are you?
It's Neighbor Dave.
I have a question. Well, I've already asked one, I guess. But on the other show, you used to open with, hello, and you don't do that anymore. Was there a historical reason or a reason for historical purposes that you don't do that anymore?
Our show is broadcast a bunch of different times in different places, so I don't know if it was a conscious decision, but that's just how it's...
It just evolved.
You don't say good morning.
All right. Well, it's missed, but you also said you were an expert in TV. Does that mean you're going to
expert's a strong word.
Buy a new TV?
Like purchasing? I haven't bought a new TV in quite a while, so I'm kind of out of touch with technology. But
we just bought a TV.
You just put the last podcast. You said you put one in.
We did just buy a TV.
Oh, that Panasonic, right?
Yeah,
the Panasonic we
it's
got
a really
was pretty
nice
good
TV.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a beautiful white TV.
So that means I actually listen.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
That's all I had.
All right, Dave.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks, neighbor.
Bye.
Bye. I understand the Samsungs are pretty good, too. They're very, very thin, if you like those, very light.
Yeah, all of them are really getting even more thin. It's crazy.
Hmm.
It is nuts how they're doing that. Oh, hi. Welcome to the podcast. Who are you?
Hey, this is Matt, actually, believe it or not.
Another Matt.
A completely different Matt, but yeah. Jess, your comment about honorary wiener a while ago just blew me away. I cracked up laughing so loud about sitting my drink all over my office. Thank you so much.
That you're welcome.
I have several questions. The one that came to mind first, though, is Chick. What is the favorite meal that Jess prepares for you?
That's easy.
One, two, three. We'll say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Lasagna.
Yeah, she makes the best lasagna on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Yep. Okay, so, all right, if you, and this is for both of you, if you could only go see one last comedian perform before you died, say, for example, who would it be and why?
Mine. Easy.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean,
we have a lot of friends that are comedians, and I love them, but
yeah,
I would.
If I had to go see it, it'd be Louis.
Why do you let me always say it first?
I'm sorry.
We saw
Louis C.K. once.
I've seen him. We've seen him twice.
We have seen him twice.
We've seen him twice.
I think I've only seen him once. Were you at the Music Mill thing?
Yes. Yeah. And then we saw him again. And he just hosted SNL this week.
That was uneven. Other than
you think
the,
so?
The opening was great. His stand-up was great. And Lincoln was good.
I love him. My first boyfriend had red hair when I was in elementary school. And my first boyfriend in high school had red hair. And I just have something for guys with red hair.
And ask me what color my hair is. It ain't red. Yeah, Louis C.K.
Yeah, I think we all would. Right. Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
That's a tough one. I don't know what to say to that one.
Well, I don't want to say all the people that we do go see. You know what I mean? It was because we're friends with them. Yeah. I love all of our comedian friends to death.
I saw Tommy one night, though, in St. Louis.
Oh,
Tommy
God. Yeah, it's a whole nother.
He did this baby thing that,
You know, Chick's like really hard laugh. It's probably my favorite laugh on the planet laughs that hard.
Was it an ad lib he did?
No, it was the first time.
The first time I'd heard the bit that he was doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It was funny.
It was real. That comes to mind.
My favorite night of comedy, which you guys weren't there, was Ryan Dalton.
Uh-huh.
Was the feature for Roy Wood.
Yep.
And for whatever
reason, I went that week. I didn't.
Those
go to that show.
Two together that mm-hmm. night was the best 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Ryan Dalton has this thing where he can just walk out
mm-hmm.
and just kind of smile to
crowd.
People are laughing before mm-hmm. he says a word.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got me.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Jimmy Pardo, I could listen to him.
Yeah, Jimmy's.
It's the old. You never know what's
I just liked it. I just listening to Jimmy talk, period, is very funny.
Yeah. Okay.
More questions?
More questions. For those of you on hold, have a question.
No verbal. We know you love the podcast. That's
why you're, the podcast.
Yeah, Chick's a big fan.
We all love the podcast. Hi, welcome to the podcast. Who's this?
Who, me?
Yeah, you, dude.
Oh, awesome. yeah, this is Mason from Flagstaff.
Hi, Mason. It's the Off the Air podcast. What's on your mind?
I love you guys, man. Listened since the beginning and had a question about the other show, though. I've been listening for, probably about 20 years almost.
And where are you? Mason City?
His name's Mason. He's from Flagstaff.
Mason from Flagstaff?
Correct, yeah.
Flagstaff's the place where we didn't see the hotel room for 2.5 days. We were our flights were late. Jess almost. What's your question, Mason?
Well, yeah, I was just wondering. You know, there a lot of times there seems to be a lot of animosity between some of the people on the other show and one Mr. Griswold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering what the secret is. How much of that is real? How much of that is show? And is there a secret to coming in every day and just working with someone that might get under your skin a little bit?
Well, I'll tell you this. We've been on the air together, the four of us. Well, not straight, but off and on more or less since 1987. So we're closing in on...
Any gap is pretty insignificant.
Well, we're 25 years or so. Yeah. So, yeah, we've had disagreements, of course, obviously. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that doesn't happen. But there was a conscious decision. I'm not sure how long ago it was. But originally, I was on the show to do sports. And there was a consultant that we had at a point, and they told me to do sports and keep my mouth shut. At one point. I don't know what happened to that, but obviously...
How many consultants have you guys been through since then?
A lot.
Yeah.
But at one point, Tom and I did, off the air, have the conversation that we know what's... We sort of both realized at the same time when Tom and I don't agree, that seems to be something about the show that people like. And Tom said it's kind of boring and dull. And,
yeah, it's not funny to be agreeable,
and especially not funny when Tom will say whatever he says, and yeah, Tom, that's a great idea. You know, that's that gets old and stale real quick. Now, let me also say there are some things that I really do disagree with that Tom says. So, but that only adds to it. But Tom and I both. Tom and I trust us. We know what we're doing, and he's a good friend, and I wouldn't change anything about our relationship. So,
well, I would add about 50% more chick, but other than that, I love your show. So
Thank you very much, Flagstaff from Mason, Arizona. Okay, I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, man.
Now you traveled with Tom this past week.
You know, that wasn't. I was a little bit more disappointed. He was not as scatterbrained and. Preoccupied as I thought he'd be. Actually, I was
really.
Yeah, actually, I was the one who was kind of looking around. I'm like, where am I? And he got my attention a couple of times and helped me with a couple of things. So
okay,
yeah, it was okay. It was all right.
Well, that didn't seem right.
Yeah, see how boring that was.
So right. Boring.
If I had a story like, man, that Tom really got under my skin.
Yeah,
but nope, that didn't happen.
All right.
Back to the phones. It's Off the Air podcast.
Better have a good question.
Yep. Hi, what's your name?
This is Aaron.
Is it Aaron from Aaron? Charleston?
It is.
Yay! Oh, geez.
I wish you were there this weekend.
I know. I'm sorry I missed it.
Aaron and I were, what was the name of that bar, Aaron?
Boone's? Boone's.
It was Boone's. That's right. And Boone's. Yeah. And Aaron and I got our picture taken for Jess because Aaron and Jess have hit it off on Twitter, right?
You emailed the podcast. Right, that's how it started, and we read the on the air. We read it on the air,
think you read it on the air.
We did not read it on the air.
Okay. No, sorry, not that's to okay. call you out or anything.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
But you tweeted about it.
Oh, okay.
I actually, my brother was like, "Is this you, Aaron?" And I was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe just saw that."
Yeah, you have an unusual way of spelling Aaron for a girl. Well, for anybody, I guess. Yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, yeah, it's pronounced the normal American way.
Aaron.
Right.
It's butchered a lot. But
yeah.
Well, we had fun there at Boone's there for a little bit,
oh,
didn't
yeah,
we?
It was a great time. Yeah, we...
She's from Indiana. Sorry.
I am.
She's from Indiana, and she lives in Charleston now. Or around, near Charleston?
A few hours north, okay. In North Carolina, actually. Okay.
Where are you from in Indiana?
Outside Lafayette.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. All right.
Yeah, went to IU, lived in Indianapolis during various summers, so.
Okay, cool.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
So sorry.
To go to IU. That's a shame.
Well, I'm sorry you went to Purdue.
Oh, man. Somebody.
Here
somebody.
Here's the interesting. I grew up right next to IU.
Right.
And went to Purdue. Yeah. You grew up next to Purdue and went to IU.
So exactly. Amazing. So you can probably understand why I did not go to Purdue.
Sure. Great place. Do you have a question, Aaron, if I may?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
And hopefully I'm not repeating anyone. But
no, it's okay.
You've kind of mentioned it before, but... now, was Jess actually asked to quit? Because I know you guys work together. And was that like a point of contention with anybody? Or?
Not that I'm aware of. I think that
Jess at some point was running the comedy tour, and she wanted to work from home to be
and
to be closer to home at the time.
And the people I worked for let me work from home,
so
and I did for
run
a while.
Everything
then,
from home,
and then you know, and then
it still required some on the road work, which
did,
she was never really fond of.
No,
and as you recall from one of the Greg Hahn podcast. Jess doesn't
I don't travel well.
This is her getting off the plane. Oh, it wasn't a very good flight. And
that's
so,
true. No, so I think
Greg
it was
Hahn?
Just...
That was me doing Greg Hahn doing Jess.
Yeah, I think that... and the tour went in a different direction at one point, and so we just kind of parted ways. I definitely don't think it was... There's no animosity or anything like that between me and anybody I worked with.
Gotcha.
So
well,
there you go.
Are you writing this down?
I'm taking detailed notes. I'm doing a book.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, somebody should. I can tell you that. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Gotcha. This one I got to ask. My brother wants to hear it. Tyler.
Okay. Hi, Tyler.
I guess this is more towards Chick, but do you have a specific other show moment that really was like your favorite moment of the show?
Oh gosh, on the Bob and Tom show, my favorite moment.
Maybe a guest, perhaps.
Oh well, when Bob Schneider's on, I like that. I like
Joe
that very
Theismann.
Much. Joe Theismann's on. I like that very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, special guests, I guess. You know what, though? Sometimes, some mornings, you know, some things will be happening, and the four of us will be here, and we get off on a goofy tangent, a silly tangent, something funny is something silly, and I can't really remember it, but that's a pretty good feeling. And I wish we did more of that when it was just, you know, it wouldn't be quite as structured as it seems to have gotten at times. I would like it to be a little bit looser, a little funner, a little sillier.
What about your favorite. Big? Do you remember when you did the city water joke for baby Jessica? I mean, do you remember? Do you remember just knocking that one out?
I don't. You know,
do you even remember that?
I don't. Really. I don't.
It's
remember
probably
that day.
One of those things. I mean, it just came
out,
and
it just fell out.
Yeah.
What
it
is
does.
That?
It fell just out. Does.
Yeah.
It hasn't lately, and I apologize for that. And I'm aware of it, and I'm working on it. Okay, so.
Well, Aaron, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Oh, hey, and by the way, here's some exciting news for everyone who listens to the Off the Air podcast with Chick McGee and Jess and Jason.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
GoDaddy is our new sponsor. It's very exciting. GoDaddy.com is the world's largest provider of web hosting with over 55 million domain name registrations and over 10 million customers.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Wouldn't you like to be one of those customers? Don't you feel left out that you're not a part of GoDaddy? I think so. Here's what you do. Go to chickmcgee.com, click on the GoDaddy banner, and you'll get your new domain for only $4.95. Change back from your $5. That's incredible, Jason. How can they do this? I'll tell you how. Go to chickmcgee.com, click on the GoDaddy banner, get your new domain for only $4.95. That includes a free one-page website, a personalized email account, photo album, and more. It's all at GoDaddy.com. So here's what you do. Enter the promo code McGee at checkout, M-C-G-E-E at checkout, or go to ChickMcGee.com and click on the GoDaddy banner. It's just that simple. Thank you, GoDaddy.com, and we're very happy to have them on board for the Off the Air podcast.
Very cool.
Thank you very much. Do we have another call? Hi, hello, welcome to Off the Air Podcast.
I don't know which one I'm supposed to do now.
Why not?
But just are they in order?
I don't know.
Oh, God, I just burped and it stinks.
That's kind of butchy of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're being butch again.
All right, here we go.
Hello, hi, who's this?
Paul?
Paul? Yeah. Paul T.E.H. Sack?
It is.
Hi, Paul. What's going on, man?
Is it really that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bad thing, Chick?
Is what a bad thing?
Is it that guy, as Jeff said?
Oh, no, you guys got in a fight or something the other day on Twitter. A little dust up. She misunderstood what you said, or you were being snotty, and she called you on it, and you backed off. I don't know what happened.
Is that what happened?
I think it might have.
I don't really ever look at people's names. I just look at the shitty things they say.
And you responded with, no, nothing. Sorry for the mix-up or something like that.
Oh, you said something about the time. Is that you? I took a picture of me when we were on the podcast the other day, and you can see this clock right here. And he said 2:40, nice. And I said, I don't understand what you're trying to say, but I'm going to assume that it's shitty.
Bingo.
But it wasn't. He was just reading the time. Yeah, that's how awful
now, but,
I am.
But in Jess's defense, Paul
can be a little ornery.
At the beginning of our relationship on Twitter, mine and Paul's, he said a couple shitty things to me. I don't know, to try to get me to respond, or what you were trying to do, or you were actually being shitty, or you believed in your opinions. And as Jess would say, he was just telling me the truth. So,
No, nothing but love. Nothing but love.
All right, Paul. So what shitty question do you have?
Wow, that fucking sucks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm just curious, Chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with bridges and all that good stuff.
Right.
And to be honest with you, my biggest fear are bridges.
Oh, you're scared of scared of going
really?
Over bridges?
I'm scared to drive over bridges. I'm scared to death of them.
That's
walk
crazy.
Over them all day long, but I'm scared to death of driving over them.
Are you afraid there's going to be an accident and your car's going to go over the side?
No, I'm scared to death of being in one and the bridge collapse and then I'm stuck inside my car.
Ooh.
And I have this weird feeling that if I'm walking across the bridge and it collapses, I have a better chance of living than being stuck inside a car.
You realize?
I don't know what it is, but it's been that way since I was a child. So,
do you remember when that bridge collapsed in California?
Minnesota. That's been the one.
There was one in California, too.
Yeah, I don't remember the California.
The California one happened during, like, the 91 World Series.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Remember that?
There was an earthquake.
I was 10 then. That freaked me out.
It was an earthquake.
I was 10, too. We're the same age.
I bet Jess has a better phone line.
Oh,
don't do that.
That's okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Just kidding, Paul. It actually has gotten better than
Paul. What's your? Did you ask a question?
My question was, what's your biggest fear, Chick?
My biggest fear?
That's weird. Yeah. He hates bridges too, though.
I do not like bridges.
He
I can tell
like
you that.
Ah,
gosh, what am I? Heights? Well, I don't like heights.
Bears.
I don't like heights that much? Yeah, bears.
The unknown.
Uncertainty. I like labels. I like to know what I'm doing.
You like labels?
I like labels.
Being late, that's probably one of your big ones.
Oh, I don't like being late. Yeah.
No.
I'm always on time.
I kind of have that same kind of fear like you do that you've mentioned before on the show where you don't like being in someone's way at a store.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it infuriates me when someone else does it. But I don't know what it is. So I think my fear is that I'm trying to not piss someone off or tell them to fuck off, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but yeah, I was just kind of curious. I figured if I'm going to call, I got to ask a question. So.
I guess the heights would be number one. Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Paul.
That was Paul.
That's Paul. Wait, so we got people that have been hanging on.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, man.
Okay, go.
All right. Hi, Off the Air Podcast. Who are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Your name, please.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, sorry about that.
No problem.
What's your question? Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Well, you seem to have a lot of pretty cool sports guys that come to the studio on the other show. Of the Indianapolis sports guys, who are your favorites, and you have any good stories about being out and about with them or some of the charity stuff that you guys do together?
Reggie Miller. His favorite's Reggie Miller.
Reggie is probably my favorite. He is my favorite. I knew him for the longest. I still sort of know him. I don't talk
Just
to him very much anymore.
Just a sweet guy.
He is really nice. That was one of the fun things about the Knicks series when, you know, everybody was, especially that Spike Lee moment when, oh, Reggie's really talking trash now, and oh, there he goes, which he did, but he was...
What year was that?
94? Yeah, 94, 95. And but he was the sweetest, nicest, most down to earth guy off the air. He would always kiss me on the cheek when he saw me. it was just what we did. And I kind of miss him, actually. I'd like to to talk to him and see what's going on, see what's up.
Have him on the podcast.
Oh, we should have Reg on. He would love to do
We've had a request for Pat McAfee. A handful of requests for Pat McAfee to be on the podcast.
Obviously, I haven't known Pat that long, but he seems like a real nice, very fun guy, as well. Very genuine, which is something I like. And
we're going to work on
getting Pat on as soon as we can do that.
Oh, well, great.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe.
Really appreciate it. The show's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
That was good.
Reggie,
good question.
That's a good question.
See, that's all we want. Reggie. Ask Chick.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Throw.
Can't think of anybody else.
Well, we've done those bowling.
Jeff Saturday's
things.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, we've done those bowling.
Peyton's a sweet guy. Peyton's a nice guy.
What about NASCAR? Do you?
Tony's a great guy.
Tony Stewart's nice. Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He did the Jeff Gordon Bowl for.
You know
a long
what
time.
Though? I don't know if I would say who was. If someone was out of sorts or who were. You know, having an off day.
We ever had a real asshole come in?
Yeah, because I've had off days. Okay, right. So we all know it. Yeah.
I remember, who's the younger Bush brother?
Kurt? Kyle?
Judd.
Judd Bush?
What? Mm-hmm.
Kyle.
Private Eye. Kyle.
Kyle,
Bush.
the Kyle NASCAR Bush. Driver. And
Judd.
When we did
Jed, whatever the fuck his name is.
When we did a Jeff Gordon Bowl one year.
Yeah.
And he had just started, and I don't know that much about NASCAR.
I don't either.
And he comes up, and they were rotating celebrities, one of which was Richard Petty, who was great, by the way, speaking of fun, great celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Richard Petty
was great. But the younger Bush brother was then assigned to us. We thought he was some guy on a crew.
That's funny.
We had no clue who he was. He introduced himself very nice. I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
I think 2 weeks later, he won his first race.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy that won the race.
Right. Yeah. They're nice enough guys.
We, when I went, we went to a Peyton Payback Bowl one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think that's, what was his name? Sanders?
Bob Sanders.
Bob Sanders. I thought, I was like,
that's
that guy's,
right.
I was like, that's Bob Sanders. Do you remember this, mm-hmm. Jason? No. And me and another woman that used to work here, I was like, I think it's Bob Sanders. She goes, I think it's Bob Sanders too. It was Helen. And I said, yeah. I said, well, I'm going to go up and we take my picture with him. She's like, yeah, you'll take my picture with him. Yeah, it was okay. The following week,
Helen, you show me the picture.
Yeah, Helen brings me the newspaper and she goes, this is the guy that you got your picture taken with. And I said, yeah, it's Bob Sanders. No, it wasn't. It was another guy and he was in the paper because he got arrested for possession of marijuana.
But here's what happened.
But he had been telling everybody he was Bob Sanders because Bob Sanders was, or letting people assume.
That's not what happened.
Letting people assume
Pretty little beautiful Jess goes up and goes, hi, Bob Sanders, can you have your picture taken with me? And the guy goes, well, you know it, little lady. Come over here. Uh-huh. And that's exactly what happened. Uh-huh.
I think that's what happened.
You can call me Bob all night. That's
but
cool.
We laughed pretty hard about that.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Let's take another call.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, welcome to the Off the Air podcast. What is your name?
My name's Matt. I'm calling back.
All right, Matt.
How did you get back in already?
I just dialed... Chick sent out the Twitter, and I just responded.
I know, but I think I hit the wrong one.
Yeah, I think you might have.
Hang tight.
Hang on.
We're going to go to someone else.
You get one question a day, pal.
We're tough, but we're fair. Hi, welcome to the Off the Air podcast. What's your name?
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. What's up, man?
Hey, Chick. Good to hear you. I got a question about...
Are you working
are you at the
under
shop
a car?
Or
where are you?
You know, I got to change this tranny in this, and I'll be right with you. I got some white walls on order.
Where are you really?
Pardon me?
Where are you?
I'm at work.
Where do you work?
I work for the town of Pearson.
Is it a warehouse?
What state would that be in?
Like for the Department of Transportation where they park the buses or what?
It's a sewage plant.
Oh, it's hollow and...
It's a brick building.
Does it smell like booby?
No.
Okay.
Booby smell great.
Poopy, not boobies.
Oh, I thought you said boobies.
Okay, Josh, what's your question?
Objectionable?
My question is about pets. Do you guys have any pets? And if so, what do you prefer or any funny pet stories?
Honey dog.
We have our dog Honey.
Honey dog, she's part lemur.
And we got a new cat.
Got a new cat,
yeah.
Bruno. He's like 10 weeks old.
Okay, Jason, I don't know what you're trying to
don't
say.
Don't we have a picture of the dog on the
website? Oh, with your t-shirt.
Oh, the dog, a honey dog, is wearing a... Jeez. Poor Jason's trying to keep the corporation moving, and I'm
this
just
is what Chick
here.
Wants and needs.
I'm
just giving it to
here.
Him.
I'm sitting here like a bump on a log. If you go to chickmcgee.com and go to shop, you see a picture of a honey dog. And,
we prefer dogs.
In the t-shirt, I prefer dogs, yes. I much prefer dogs. Go grab a t-shirt. We're going to have Jess up in a t-shirt here pretty soon. As soon as we get her to okay the picture we want to use.
All right, thanks. I love listening to you guys.
All right, Josh. Thanks, you, man.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'm going to sleep at the switch. But in my defense.
Okay, the only time Chick ever grabs his shirt, like you were grabbing the shirt to say, look at, go to the website for the shirt, honey's the shirt. But Chick always does this in, not in my house.
He grabs his shirt like, pop that jersey.
Yeah,
this that's my house. I want to have macaroni. If I don't want macaroni in my chili.
I don't like macaroni in my chili.
This tells you everything you need to know about Jess.
I don't like noodles in my chili.
But she's standing
But that's
there.
An Indiana thing.
It is?
To have Indian, is have, well, yeah, I, it is for
that's
me.
That's dumb.
She's standing there making the chili.
What's wrong with pasta and a chili?
And she's going.
Because that's not what real chili is.
It isn't what
it's
real
fucking
chili
spaghetti.
Is, to be honest. She goes, I don't want to put macaroni in this. And I go.
It's your house. Don't.
Don't put macaroni in. She goes, but.
And then I have to listen to everybody bitch. Why isn't there macaroni in here?
Well, you just put it off to the side and let them put it in there.
I know.
That's
but
what
then,
we
but
do.
Then, I know. You know what?
It's
but that's
to
a
have
case.
An option. Wow.
I know, but
it's
there's
amazing.
No option. It's my house.
This is what?
Fucking go get chili at Skyline then.
This is my house.
Let's take a call.
All right. I'm going to go right here.
Hi. Welcome to the Off the Air Podcast. Who's this?
Hey, Chick, Jess, Jason. It's Marty.
Hey, hi, Marty. Marty Hand, everybody.
Marty
Hand. Hi, Marty.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How
bad.
Are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks.
Good.
What's on your mind?
So I got a question. I got a sneaky feeling that this one will apply more to Jess than anybody else. Mm. Curious about the best practical joke you've ever pulled or has been pulled on you.
I got it. I do.
I enjoy it
very much.
I don't like practical jokes.
I love doing practical jokes. I do.
You like scaring people?
I love scaring people. My best practical joke was about 7 or 8 years ago. It was Father's Day, and I had a friend who was promiscuous, I guess is the kindest word to say that. I mean, I don't know. But
he,
anyway,
got, he got around with a lot of ladies.
Yeah, and so what I did was I found an online site where it was a company who did paternity tests. And so I copied and pasted all of this stuff and made up a court document that saying, you know, the Department of Family Services in the state of Indiana and got a swab and a kit and put it all in this big box and shipped it to him and made him think that there was a woman out there who thought he had his child.
Who had contended that he was the father of her child.
Right. And I mean, it was pretty elaborate. And I did the whole thing.
DNA results.
Yeah, I would have to send back DNA results and everything. And I sent another friend over there, another male friend over there to witness. I called. I said, you need to go over there after work and watch this unfold.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was, yeah, he's, it was pretty, I'm sad that I missed it, but that's probably my best one yet.
You should have never revealed that it was a joke and just every Father's Day. Just send an anonymous Father's Day
card. Exactly. Yeah, that's funny.
All right, man. Thanks, Marty.
Hey, you bet. You guys take care.
Okay.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. Regular listeners.
Sorry, it's not a very good story, but shitty thing to do to somebody.
You know what? The whole time I'm thinking that I'm like, oh, you're forging documents.
That's exactly what I did.
Is that a felon or felony?
I don't know.
It was good. Yeah. That's a good. That's elaborate.
That was.
Not for funny though. It's more to scare the.
He deserved it.
I was thinking of putting cellophane over a toilet seat.
I've been wanting to do that to Uncle John. I've been, you know those things here. They're in here. These things that you roll your on when you have carpet. You put these things down so that you can roll your.
Oh, the hard plastic.
Have you ever seen the videos where somebody will flip it over because they're spiked?
Oh, they're spiky. Yeah,
and let John Mark walk across one when he comes in.
He loses.
Oh gosh, I just think
those big Bam Bam feet.
I know. Oh my god.
How we get him in bare feet?
Take your shoes off.
The Fred Flintstone.
Oh, John Mark wore
flip flops
to a family gathering,
oh,
and it was. The funniest.
It threw us all.
It was like why are
that?
You? It was. It, oh,
you
do
just
calls?
Yabba dabba doo.
All right, ask Chick. Noah butt kissing.
Well, Yeah, no butt kissing. If we say no, we'll get a little.
We've heard plenty.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the Off the Air podcast. Who's this?
This is Jason. How's it going?
Hi, Jason.
First off, I love the podcast. It's awesome. Come on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep. I have a question. Can you talk about what happened with Pat Godwin, why he isn't on Bob and Tom anymore?
Oh, Jason?
Yeah.
No, not you, Jason. Jason, producer Jason.
What sounds like your take? An adult question.
I think we should have Jason answer it.
I'm not really sure what happened.
Well,
you know, there are comedians a lot of times who have been on the show, you know, four or five times, and all of a sudden there's
a parting of the ways.
Yeah, I've talked to Pat. I talked to Pat this within the last 2 or 3 months. And if Pat were here, he would say he made some bad choices at the time, maybe told a few fibs, and he got to be a little bit unreliable. And in this business, when we have people on the air and we expect them to be so funny, and Pat had kind of established himself the previous few years of being, you know, pretty
dynamite.
Reliable.
Yeah,
he was dynamite.
Yeah.
He was giving these songs. And he failed to hold up his end of the bargain. So there was sort of a polite, I think we should, you should step aside from the show. And I this is Jason talking. This is not Bob and Tom talking or Chick or Christy. It was nothing really specific. It was just sort of I think Pat went through a bad little time there. And
but he's doing very well
he's
now.
He's doing fine now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I tweeted him, and like it was a couple years ago, and he got really pissy with me on Twitter, and like when he was like, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Mm. Oh, that's his choice.
Like, yeah.
You know, it was like, okay, well, I don't understand what the big deal is. So I thought, I got a chance to ask Chick, and...
And Jason answered.
Yep, so. There you go.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Cool, thanks, man.
You bet.
Hello, you're on Off the Air Podcast. Who's this?
This is John Regalado.
Hi, John.
Are you
on?
I love the core.
We got an email about him.
You did?
Yes.
What about him?
It basically said, love this, love that, and a little more John Regalado.
Was it a girl or a boy?
Yes, it was a girl.
Okay. What's up, John?
Nothing fucking oh my god. Well, we just got finished doing this freaking crazy ass raid package.
Oh, the raid package.
Yeah, for a pre-deployment workup.
Oh, okay.
And we were two weeks in hell, hurricane flying over us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we're kind of just like, fuck my life in all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just to the point where like we were literally like Hurricane Sandy was literally pissing on our souls.
But I'm guessing you could probably get through anything now, huh?
Oh, you don't even understand. That's just like one thing. We call it the Lima cloud because my company's Lima, mm-hmm. and no matter where we go, whenever it's a field op, it rains on us. we went
nice.
To Virginia for workups. We've been like to different states for workups, and it always never fails to piss on us.
All right.
Wow. So the hurricane found you.
Yeah, the hurricane, like, specifically saw us out.
That's weird.
It was just like, fuck Lima Company. We're just going to go piss on their souls real quick.
So did you have a question there, John?
Fucking, what was I going to ask? I had a question.
I had a question in mind, and I
just started rambling.
That's all right.
That's okay.
I tell you what, I'll put you on hold, and we'll take another call, and we'll come back to you.
Yeah, it's in there. All right, no problem.
All right, hang tight.
We can do that. We have the technology.
Yeah.
I'm afraid this might be that one Matt guy. Is that okay? But
does he have another question?
I don't know. He better. He's been on longer.
He better.
Right, let's see.
Hi, Off the Air Podcast. Is this Matt?
Yes, it is.
I knew it.
What's
Do you have a question, Matt?
Yes, it was a simple one. I want to know. I know your favorite drink is vodka. What's Jess's drink of choice?
She likes the beer, that one beer.
I like, there's a local place here in Indianapolis called Sun King Brewery, and I enjoy their Wemack. It's a dark ale.
Wemack?
Wemack, W-E-E-M-A-C. And that's how I feel after I've had a couple. Wee. Yep, that's what I like. I like the beer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you're into lesbians, right?
Yeah. I scratch my crotch. All those things.
All right, Matt.
Thanks for holding, Matt.
All right, Matt.
All right, let's go back to John and see if he figured out his
question. John, you have a question?
Yes, I remember what it was.
Okay.
What happened, what I was going to ask was, I've listened to all your podcasts, and mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's safe to assume, like, you go on tour for, like, different comedy shows and shit, right?
Mm-hmm. He does.
Well, when is the next time you're going to be in North Carolina?
We don't have anything scheduled yet. Maybe next February or March, I'm guessing, but don't hold me to that, because I have seen... I have seen nothing, but they don't tell me. Probably, maybe a couple months out. Sometimes,
mm-hmm, but you can.
I'm praying that it's in February because I leave for deployment in March. So.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
I'd very much like to meet the people that freaking pretty much keep me sane.
John.
Thank you very
much. I look forward to the podcast every week we come out of the field. I'm just like, time to get some Chick McGee on. Listen to Jess and Jason. They say him all the time.
Oh, thanks, man. We appreciate that.
Oh, and another question to Jason, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. One, like, I've listened to all of them, and, like, a lot of the time, I'm just like, Jason doesn't get enough recognition. I really do appreciate that he's a part of the show and that he's, like, one of the big reasons the show's going on.
It's all about pressing buttons. I know how to press the buttons and click.
There you go.
We all know that.
But, wondering if freaking, because I've been trying to look for him on Twitter to follow him. Never am I ever able to tag him in any of the posts. So I'm like, okay, fuck me, right?
Well, I'm not going to agree with that. But no, I have an account that's piggybacked with another show I do, and I'm a Twitter peeper.
Yeah.
I just watch.
He doesn't
other
tweet.
People.
He just.
Yeah, he
I don't tweet.
Tweet really.
I might occasionally tweet on behalf of this show.
Right.
Every now and then.
But I like to just read what else other people have going on. I'm not a big it's sort of my TV, if you will. I sit there and watch it, and it's
how you get your jollies.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I get my piece out here with chicks.
There you go.
Yeah, that's understandable.
All right, man.
Jeff can attest to, like, I'll be like, put your name in my tweet, I'll tag her. And then I'll put your name because I can't.
Yeah, because you can't see it. Yeah,
well, that's awful
true.
Nice of you, John.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. You guys take care. All right?
Hey, you
bye,
be safe.
John.
You
too. See ya.
You be safe.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go. Another another swell podcast.
We kind of were winging it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's okay.
ChickMcGee.com for all your Chick McGee needs, your off-the-air needs. ChickMcGee.com.
There you go.
There's also a shop there at Jess Hooker on Twitter if you'd like to follow Jess. And Jason, you can email him at chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you. We'll hear you. We'll talk to you next time. Good night, everybody!